It would just give the verse in Romans chapter 8 in verse 3 that Brother Chuck quoted. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. We know that sins for which the Lord died, our deeds, are forgiven. And 1 John 2:12, I believe, will be a good reference, as well as what was read last night in 1 Corinthians 15, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3. So it's good to keep those two lines of teaching in our minds, that sin is condemned in the flesh, and that sins, S-I-N-S, are forgiven. Hopefully that helps and clear that up.
Let me just add to that. So I wanna mention three things. One, Brother Chuck have said. Two, Brother Tony have said. And since Brother John didn't say what he was going to say, so I'm gonna say it for him. Brother Chuck said to us that the book of Romans is divided into certain parts. So I'll give you these parts. I want you to write it down. From chapter 1, from verse 11 to chapter 5, verse 11, that's one section, deals with S-I-N-S, sins, the fruit. And for sins, the blood of the Lord Jesus washes them away. That's the forgiveness of sins, of deeds, of bad deeds, of work, of fruits. Remember the example of the trees that he have mentioned. From chapter 5, verse 12, to chapter 8, I think verse probably 17 or so, we have the issue of sin, S-I-N, which is the root. That's what Brother Tony was talking about. That sin, S-I-N, the principle, is not forgiven. It's condemned. Are you clear? I always use that example. You have a tree that brings bad fruit, rotten fruits. So every year you take these rotten fruits and you burn them. What are you going to get the next year?
The same.
The same rotten fruit. You take them and you burn them. What are you going to get the year? The fruits, they're going to keep coming as long as the root is there. So what you do with that tree to stop it from bringing bad fruit, you cut it off. And that's what happened in the cross of Christ. So, and that's what we deal with. That's why in chapter 5:12 till 8, you will find the word sin, S-I-N mentioned. It is really, and now that's the third point I want to make. So I divided the book to you, right? Chapter 1 from verse 11 to chapter 5, verse 11, deal with sins. And the blood of the Lord Jesus is the answer to that. Chapter 5, verse 12 to chapter 18, verse 17. He deal with the matter of sin, and the death of the Lord Jesus is the answer to that. Chapter 9, 10 and 11, if you want to write down, it's a subject about the dispensational truth. Chapter 12 to chapter 16 is a practical thing. That's the point that Brother Chuck was trying to make for us. You got it. You write it down. My job is just to repeat things so you could write them down. Brother Tony, give us what the answer is to every one of them. The blood of the Lord Jesus for the fruit. The death of the Lord Jesus is for the root. He's taking care. You know, listen, it's a turnkey job. He takes care of everything. But why we have those verses, I think Brother Chuck said it one year or maybe today. It's a miserable thing. It is a miserable thing. What is going on with that sin that dwells in me? Why I am doing what I don't want to do? Can somebody read to me verse 17? Chapter 7, verse 17. Anybody that could read English. Go ahead, Joshua. Oh, somebody there? Please, stand up and read chapter 7, verse 17. Okay, somebody read chapter 17. By the time you're finding, he'll read verse 18 for me. Got it?
Romans chapter 7, verse 17.
Yes.
But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
Read verse 18, please.
For I now know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to do will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
Thank you. So let me give you another illustration. How many of you have computers? A laptop, a desktop. Usually next to it, there is a printer, right? And a mouse. You know. Now, I know Peter is here, so if I say something dumb about computers, he'll fix me out. He'll correct me. The computer have something inside of it. It's called the operating system. Correct?
Yes.
Right? The operating system. The operating system really the hardware that runs the software. So far, so good? I know a lot of biology, but I don't know much about computers. So, just follow with me.
You better keep your old job.
I'm going to try. So, the operating system that's inside of that computer, the hardware, runs the printer, runs the monitor, runs everything in there. What are the two operating systems, generally speaking, that are used? Windows and Macintosh. So if my computer runs on Windows, that's the operating system. So I have a Word document, and I press a button, and it prints it out. But let's imagine now that I have a computer that have two operating systems. Mac and Windows. Both of them are in that system. And let's say, for some reason, I wasn't paying attention, and I pushed the button that run the Mac system, the operating system. And I'm trying to print a Word document. Have you ever seen that, when the printer starts spitting out paper that have, like, Greek on it, and Latin, and hieroglyphic, and all kind of stuff? So what's going on? Why is that stuff coming out? I didn't want that to come out. I really don't want that to come out. So maybe let me throw the printer out of the window. So you open your window, not the operating system, but the windows, the actual window, and you throw your printer out, and you buy a new printer. And then you push the button again. Greek, Latin, hieroglyphic, Egyptian are coming out. Like, what's wrong here? And then I call Peter, because he's the computer expert. I say, Peter, I've changed the monitor. I still see kind of stuff on the monitor that I shouldn't be seeing. I changed the printer. I bought a new monitor, a big one, a high resolution one, and all of these wonderful things. And it's still the stuff coming out. Peter, tell me, like Chuck said, keep your day job and listen to me. You're using the wrong operating system. It is not the printer. It's not the monitor. It's not your eyes. It's not your hands. Those are the software. What operating system is working? Remember we said we have an old operating system there, that Mac guy, that old man. You gotta turn it off. Don't turn it on. He's there. He's crucified. But he's not dead. He's there. You push the wrong button, he's gonna come out and bring all of that stuff. And here is the man is really struggling to come to understand. So when you struggle now, do you understand what's going on in you? Turn on the right operating system. And then everything will work out right. That's the struggle you go through. You try to change the printer and get up early in the morning. It doesn't work. You want to let Christ now take over. That's what we will get into chapter 6. But do you see the picture here? Is it clear? Is it clear to you? The question to ask yourself when you start acting up in a way that is not right. Which operating system am I using?